It's been 4 months since more than 400 Baltimore businesses were damaged in riots following the death of Freddie Gray. Most, but not all, of those businesses have reopened, although some are still struggling to get back the customers they lost after April's unrest. NPR's Pam Fessler has this update.
When I visited Taylor Alexander in her women's clothing shop 6 weeks after the riots, the windows were still boarded up, and the store, called Flawless Damsels, was so empty her voice echoed off the walls.
All of here was full of clothes. We had everything set up. We had mannequins hanging off of the walls that had jewelry on them, the shoes and stuff, patch and handbags, and everything matched with it.
But this past weekend, it was an entirely different story. You could hardly hear a thing as people crammed into the store for its grand reopening, months after looters had cleared it out. The walls were covered with the latest fall fashions and handbags. A glass display case was filled with jewelry.
I'm Taylor. Thank you for coming in.
Taylor Alexander was able to reopen because she got a no-interest loan of up to $35,000 from the city. Friends and family raised $7,000 to help her restock. She also had to make some changes, including installing metal shutters to cover the doors and windows at night. But she says she never doubted that she'd be back in business.
Elated. All the words that mean joyous and that's how I feel right now.
Local officials say this is just the kind of small business Baltimore needs for its neighborhoods to thrive. Bill Cole is president and CEO of the Baltimore Development Corporation, which is overseeing the recovery effort.
It's really encouraging that somebody stuck through all the adversity and is back here. This is a great celebration. And it's emblematic of all the other businesses that we've helped.
So far, the city has given more than $500,000 in grants and loans to some 60 businesses damaged in the riots. The state has provided nearly $1 million more in no-interest loans. Cole estimates that about 90% of the stores are back up and running, but he admits some are struggling.
A lot of the businesses have been able to reopen, but not at full capacity. It's taken a while to get merchandise. It's taken a while to cobble together the money necessary for them to buy enough merchandise to reopen at full capacity.
And indeed, while Alexander's shop was bustling last weekend, that wasn't the case everywhere. About 4 miles away on West Pratt Street, the Cash USA pawn shop and J-Mart Wigs, a variety store, remain shuttered. Matthew Chung, the son of J-Mart's owners, said in an email that his Korean immigrant parents were too traumatized by the violence to reopen. It was also relatively quiet in the Highland Town neighborhood, where sporting goods store's Sneaky Feet just reopened a few weeks ago after suffering $150,000 in damage. Weekend manager Millie Martinez says inventory is still low, and they don't keep as much merchandise in the open as they used to.
We have everything in the back now. Now we just, somebody asked for a shoe, just security reasons. We're giving only one shoe for the person to try.
The store's owner says business has dropped by more than a half, possibly because people don't know that things in the city are returning to normal. That's the message Tom Noonan has been trying to get out. He's president and CEO of Visit Baltimore, the city's tourism agency. He says museums, restaurants, and hotels have all felt the pinch from a drop in visitors from the region.
The Johnson family of four that live in Pennsylvania that have a choice this summer where they're vacationing may not be selecting us as much as they have in the past.
Noonan says hotel occupancy rates are down 5 to 10% from last year, but that the gap is definitely narrowing. Although some people here do worry that there could be more unrest to come when the trials of the six officers charged in Freddie Gray's death begin. Pam Fessler, NPR News.